Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Our pal Benjamin Brown from The Score joins us to talk about the NFL. Benjamin, how many seasons of high-quality football, if any, does Matt Stafford have left?
That is a good question. I would say at least one more. Obviously, when how things ended towards the end, it looked like a little bit of a rebuild and teardown. I do think running it back one more season with Stafford does make sense. But yeah, I would say maybe two. Maybe he gets a Rodgers-type deal next season. But I think anything after that is very much, you know, too far, too low, and kind of going to be the Aaron Rodgers situation that we've seen play out the last couple of seasons.
Tells you how fast time goes. It was seemed like just yesterday that, you know, I was intrigued by Jaire Alexander in the draft. Now he and the Packers are having some discord. A, just give me your assessment. I remember liking him coming out of the draft. It's not as if I followed Green Bay religiously or closely. I feel like he's pretty good. But what's going on there, and what might the solution be?
Yeah, it is obviously, you know, always a question. I think Alexander has been, you know, good from, you know, definitely a PFF grading standpoint. I think in a lot of ways they have had these discussions previously, a little bit of disconnect from a contract standpoint. This is the first time Alexander's kind of, gotten back and forth with the Packers. To me, he's definitely a guy that can still play. Obviously, run defense is a little bit more of a question mark, but he can legitimately be, a shutdown type corner. I think earlier on in his career, he much more was thought of kind of that, has had some in and out type seasons. But I think overall, you know, you are getting a guy that's, you know, going to be a top 20 type player at the cornerback position. And given the weak link sort of nature of the position, that's always a guy that's going to find a roster spot for sure for the next couple seasons.
This is open-ended here. What are the New York Giants doing?
I think it's, a situation where, are they kind of going to go in a complete reset, throughout the entire organization? Like Brian DeBoer obviously has had a couple seasons, you know, at the helm. Like I think really understanding, what they can do with him at the quarterback position is really going to speak to if he's kind of in line to potentially make a top end draft pick next season at the quarterback position again. And, you know, obviously they went with Jackson Dart this year, but I still think they're a team that feels a little bit further away, especially in the NFC East, given the top end talent that we're going to see in that particular division as well. So I think they definitely need to kind of move in a positive direction. Ideally, Jackson Dart would answer the question for what they need at quarterback in this situation. And they're kind of in that spot where they're in pick 10, pick 15, feeling good about potentially kind of closing the gap in the NFC East after next season. I think that has to be, you know, in some ways the blueprint for what the Giants are at least trying to establish and do and get on the right direction and really kind of be an NFC type of contender here in the next couple seasons.
Benjamin, of course, power rankings are meaningless and silly and don't mean anything other than just, you know, something to talk about in cannon fodder. So here are some power rankings. Now, so post-draft, NFL.com has kind of this group of five at the top. You could shuffle them up, and I think everybody would be just fine, whether it's Philadelphia, Baltimore, Kansas City, Buffalo, and Detroit. Those, to me, are kind of the, I don't say they're separate from everybody else, but there's good enough track record, a lot of success, a lot of wins in there, Super Bowl contenders just on paper right now this minute. Washington was sixth on their rankings, part of that next group of Washington, Tampa, the Rams, Green Bay, Minnesota. Do you agree with me that group of five at the top should be separate, and then that next group of five is kind of a similar phenomenon where we could sort of shuffle them up and make an argument for anybody?
Yeah, I mean, I think in that scenario, there is like very much still a little bit of the top end distinction in both those categories to me, because, you know, even going back to the Washington Commanders question in particular, like, they are a team who has hit on the rookie quarterback. And I think they've done, for all intents and purposes, maybe besides at the position, have kind of answered every single question that you would want them to answer coming up in this offseason. I think in a lot of ways, you know, they're maybe making their way a year behind what the Texans in a lot of ways tried to do. And I think they are kind of that team that could potentially close the gap. Now, what you think of the rest of the NFC is going to kind of make up, you know, where they inevitably end up landing. But I do think that, you know, given the Chiefs and what I, you know, appreciated with their draft, given what Philadelphia did in the draft once again, like, I do make the distinction that they are kind of the clear two again. And then 3 through 5, I would probably make a case more so that it's like we have a top two in the NFL and we're kind of sitting here, you know, 3 through 8. And there's a lot of teams that could potentially enter that 8th, 9th, 10th kind of spot when it's all said and done as well.
Benjamin, thank you as always, bro. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. Have a great show.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.